Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Wednesday afternoon, and we are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here. As you know, it is not so great in Florida. Did you see the radar? Did you see that cluster of rain storms that are preceding Hurricane Milton? You know, they're going to be in some rain for a long time. We can all relate to the process of getting ready for a major storm, and they're doing that in Florida. And since we can relate to that so much, we do all we can to help them. They helped us during Katrina and other times. And so now we help them in any way we can. And it's really great to see the news filled with people from this area who are already planning to go there and help. And they're helping the people in North Carolina. And we talked briefly on the show yesterday. Actually, it wasn't so briefly. We talked yesterday on the show about the idea that the government is controlling the weather. And some guy called yesterday. In fact, we've got that posted on our Facebook page. Did we get that posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook? Okay, so we've got it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You can comment on it there. It's also at WWL Radio Facebook, or WWL.com. I think it's on the website. It's a call we had yesterday from a guy, David, in Covington. And David called up, and you really should take time to listen to it, because it's typical of those kind of callers. And it's really quite entertaining, which is why we have those people on the air, because it's entertaining. And it's not made up. It's not scripted. It's all true. That's the most compelling aspect of it. That's the craziest part of it, that it's all true. So anyway, this guy was talking about the government controlling hurricanes. But the government doesn't control every storm, because then that would be unrealistic. So what they do is they let some storms hit the U.S. just to make it seem like they really don't control storms. So I kind of joked about the idea that some people might think that these storms are hitting Florida because of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump lives there, the storms are hitting. Because, you know, people come up with ridiculous reasons why God sends storms to some areas. And, of course, I think that's stupid and ridiculous. You know, nature is a mad scientist, and nature sends storms wherever nature wants to send those storms, and Florida's getting pretty hard hit this year. But there was a time Louisiana was hard hit. And then, you know, there were those who said that Katrina hit New Orleans because God was punishing the New Orleans area for the debauchery and the acceptance of homosexuality in the French Quarter. And I just think that is an absurd observation, but there are people who do believe that. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the government controlling the weather. I don't believe that. But anyway, you can check out that that phone call. It's at WWL.com, our website. It's also on the Scoot page, and then you can find it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page as well. All right, so is FEMA taking money from Americans that are hurt by hurricanes and giving it to illegal immigrants? That's a myth that is out there. And, you know, there are people who are grasping at things to find negative about the Biden administration. I don't think you have to grasp. I think there's a lot of negative stuff about the Biden administration that you can focus on. So you don't really have to make it up. But there are people who are just grasping at things. And so FEMA does help illegals. Now, look, I'm not a FEMA expert. But FEMA does help the illegals. But that doesn't mean that FEMA is taking money from Americans who are hard hit by Hurricane Helene or any hurricane. They're taking money from them and giving it to the illegal immigrants. That's what is not true. So, you know, it's so easy to talk about how these things are simply not true, but yet there are people who want to believe it. And they are dead set on it being the truth, even though they have no evidence whatsoever. So anyway, it's interesting. Hey, so there was some criticism of Kamala Harris last night. She appeared on the Stephen Colbert Show. And she cracked open a Miller Lite and drank a little beer with Stephen Colbert. Was that bad? Was that wrong? Is it wrong to do that? I mean, I think it's fine. I think this is akin to Bill Clinton going on the Arsenio Hall Show and playing the saxophone. And that was one of the things that really did resonate with young voters. And young voters helped Bill Clinton get in office. So this is equivalent to that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with politicians acting like they're real people. And if Donald Trump did the same thing, Donald Trump doesn't drink alcohol, but if Donald Trump did the same thing, I would support that as well. I don't think it's a big deal. I mentioned briefly yesterday, and I'll talk more about this at some point, but while I was out, I watched an interview. It was a YouTube interview, YouTube show. Theo Von, the comedian, he's from Covington. He's from this area. Boy, I'd love to have a conversation with him. He is just a huge success on YouTube and podcast and really in comedy in general. But Theo Von did this sit-down interview with Donald Trump. And it was the best interview I've ever seen of Donald Trump. It was the best I've ever seen Donald Trump. Donald Trump was relaxed. He acted and seemed like a real person. He didn't seem angry. He didn't seem pissed off about anything. And he just did this very relaxed interview. And he said that his son, Barron, is a big fan of Theo and wanted his dad to go on Theo's show. And so, you know, Theo didn't do fact-checking. But in general, the interview was very relaxed, and it just showed a sign of Donald Trump that you haven't seen. I mean, even if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you haven't seen the side of Donald Trump. And if you want to check it out, just Google Theo Von interviews Donald Trump. And I thought it was a great interview, very, very relaxed interview. And I've never seen Donald Trump in that kind of casual mood. Now, he had a coat and tie on. You know, he was all dressed, but it was just a very relaxed setting and a very relaxed attitude by Donald Trump. So, I mean, I thought it was a really, really good interview. So there is some criticism of Donald Trump because there are at least six people. This was at a rally in Detroit. The rally was featuring Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance. There are six people wearing Auto Workers for Trump shirts at this rally in Detroit. The problem is that apparently they don't work for the auto union. They're not auto workers. Do you have a problem with people who are not auto workers wearing auto workers t-shirts? Auto workers for Trump, but they're not really auto workers. I mean, so what? I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Do you? I mean, you know, look, think about all the people who wear t-shirts, sweatshirts from places that they've never been. I mean, people might wear a Hard Rock t-shirt from London, but they've never been to London. I mean, you don't have to have experienced what's on the t-shirt to actually wear the t-shirt. So I don't think this is a big deal. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad to be back and glad you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. So who will the starting quarterback be for the Saints? Derek Carr is out. Seems like he's out for at least two games. I have my opinion. I'm sure you have yours. We'll talk about that this afternoon. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, so who should the starting quarterback be?
Rattler.
I agree.
Open and shut.
Totally.
Not even a discussion.
Totally, totally agree. I don't know what the Saints see in Jake Haener. Look, he was good. As I said yesterday on the show, I didn't watch every moment of the preseason games when these guys were in. You know, because they're in later in the games. And, you know, preseason, I'm not paying that much attention later in the game. So I didn't see everything. I'm not at the Saints training camp, so I don't see what goes on there. But from what I saw during the preseason, I think Spencer Rattler is a better fit for the Saints right now than Jake Haener. And I think Spencer Rattler better fits what the NFL is becoming, or what the NFL has become, because he can run. And I don't know why the Saints seem to have this thing about running quarterbacks. You know, they just don't seem to put any emphasis on having a running quarterback. That is the future. I mean, look at Lamar Jackson. Look at Patrick Mahomes. You know, they're all over the NFL. Now, you don't have to be a running quarterback to be a successful quarterback. But it seems like that really does fit where the league is going. And when you consider the offensive line being beaten up the way it is, Spencer Rattler, it seems like, offers a lot more than Jake Haener. In fact, Doug Mouton last night on Channel 4 said, yeah, his pick would be Spencer Rattler. So this is not just coming from a talk show host. I mean, I've thought about this, and based on what I see, I think Spencer Rattler is a better fit. But the Saints will make their decision, and they have the advantage of seeing these guys in practice. They see them all the time. They apparently know better. But boy, what I saw toward the end of that game in Jake Haener, I mean, there were a few good moments, but I kind of saw panic in his face. So I don't know. I think Spencer Rattler should be the starting quarterback, but we'll have to see what happens. All right, let's go to some of our early texts before we go get to our first break.
No, we're not going to do that because I've got to give you my treat from New Hampshire.
Okay.
So stay right there.
Okay. I'm getting a treat. Oh, that's right. Ian went to New Hampshire. I was off. Apparently, I got a long email yesterday from somebody. Sam, one of our regular listeners, who sends me regular emails. There are a lot of rumors about why I was gone for 2 weeks. And as I mentioned on the show Monday when I came back, it was personal. It had to do with my career and the future of my career. And I just want to keep it at that. Oh, wow. This is caramel corn. Maple Fools Maple Caramel Kettle Corn. This is awesome. So this has got, I mean, New Hampshire is known for syrup, for maple syrup. I mean, you could just, you know, punch a hole in a tree with a nail and syrup comes out, right?
Yeah, there is a name for that. The tool that you stick into the tree and then literally syrup literally just comes out. I didn't really know this, but like we went to a corn maze.
Hmm.
Good.
Delicious.
Great. I got that because I knew you were going to give me some. So we went to a corn maze, and they have some trees around there that are these tubes, this network of tubes comes out of the trees, and then somebody just every morning goes, all the tubes come to a certain point, and there's a little spigot, and somebody opens the spigot, and a bunch of syrup comes out. It seems pretty easy.
This is really good stuff.
I guess I should try it.
You know, yeah, you should.
Okay.
So, look, Ian left the price on, so he knows he spent $6.99.
Oh, no.
That's cool. Thank you.
$6.99.
No, listen, I'm worth a $7 gift. That's really nice. I'm going to have a sip of tea because these kernels are going to get caught in my throat. Wait, there's more?
No, I want some.
Oh, yeah, by all means, take some. I can't eat all this.
I didn't think you were going to eat all that.
Yeah, so I hear that in New Hampshire, the syrup it just comes right out of the trees, kind of like when you know you could stick a straw in the sand in the Middle East and oil comes up. You can just stick a nail in a tree in New Hampshire and the sap comes out. Well, the syrup comes out. You try that and you tell me that's not the best caramel kettle corn you've ever had.
Maple caramel. Oh.
It's nice because it's still it's a little salty, a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, if you're new to the show, I know this is really against the rules of radio, but this is one of the rules that we totally disregard. We don't mind eating on the air. I mean, if there's something to eat and we're doing the show, we'll eat it.
Oh, man, that's so good.
It is good, isn't it?
Takes my breath away, man. That's delicious.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure there's a place that you can go to order maple caramel kettle corn from New Hampshire. Well, thank you very much for this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I know.
I can't stop.
It's kind of addicting. And when it's kind of like cocaine. You know, once you start, you don't want to stop. You want to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, look, here's some text messages.
Okay.
I'm gonna get this corn out of my mouth. Dr. Bobby is listening in Las Vegas today. He says, guys, yesterday's call from David has me just laughing so loud. My office cannot believe the level of ignorance, and he has the courage to call the show. Just the best. Love, Dr. Bobby.
Yeah, and listen, I want you to listen for something else. And this is something else that I noticed. I watched a couple of YouTube channels, and I saw a couple of things that reminded me of a phenomenon that is happening today. And since, you know, I do not represent right-wing radicals, and right-wing radicals disagree with me, it's often right-wing radicals calling the show and criticizing me. And I get criticism for cutting people off. I get criticism for not letting people talk. Well, here's the problem. When I come into the conversation, or when I try to get into the conversation, in most cases, it has already gotten to the point where the person on the other end of the phone has already made their point. They're starting to repeat their point, and I've got to come in to add to the conversation. And when you call the show, it's a conversation. On my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, I posted some rules for calling into the show. These are our rules. And if you don't want to follow the rules, well, that's okay. Just listen and don't call the show. But if you call the show, then be respectful enough to follow the rules. And you can scroll down and find that on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And it really does establish some basic guidelines that we have set for our show. And we have every right to do that. A lot of shows that have agendas, and I don't really have an agenda, but shows that have agendas, they don't really let the other side talk like we do. But I want you to listen to that conversation with David and how he's trying to talk over me and doesn't want me to talk. And so often, I saw this with Laura Trump over the weekend. There are people who don't want you to talk. They want to talk over you. They don't want you to give your response. And what they do is they try to make their point by being a bully in the conversation and dominating the conversation and not letting you talk. And then when you interrupt, they criticize you for interrupting them and not letting them talk. But if you're going to continue to ramble on and start to repeat things, and if you're not going to allow a conversation to happen, then yes, you know, you're going to be interrupted. And it's not really interrupting. It's just a case of, hey, let's have a conversation here. But what I notice is a bully mentality when it comes to a lot of people. They make their case by just talking over whoever they're talking to. All right, we got to get to a break. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, let's start off with this question, though. Who should be the starting quarterback for the Saints? Now, the Saints are going to make up their mind. We're not trying to make the decision for them. But you know, you're a Saints fan. You were watching what happened in the preseason. Do you think Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler would be a better quarterback to go against the Tampa Bay Bucs this weekend in the Caesar Superdome? Who should be the starting quarterback, Haener or Rattler? If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, Derek Carr is out. Should it be Haener or should it be Rattler? Haener, Rattler. Who should it be? I just think, hands down, I think Spencer Rattler is the choice. But, you know, the Saints are going to do what they think is best for them. And, you know, it's always interesting when a backup quarterback comes in and does a great job. And then the starting quarterback is ready to come back. Now, in the case of Haener or Rattler, no matter how well they do, I'm sure when Derek Carr is ready to come back. He's going to come back as a starting quarterback. But what if he comes back and doesn't do well? This is why I don't like this impression that Saints fans have that there's some kind of deal between Dennis Allen and Derek Carr and the Saints. And that no matter what, Derek Carr is the starting quarterback. And it seems to me that everything should be merit-based. The best person gets the job. And even if you're paid more than somebody else, if somebody else does a better job, then you do the job. Look, I'm a Derek Carr fan, and I became a Derek Carr fan toward the end of last season. And then look at the way he started the season. He was unbelievable. And as I mentioned yesterday, I think Derek Carr may have been subconsciously haunted by his history of going against the Chiefs when he was a quarterback for the Raiders. I think he was 3-14 against the Raiders. Lost 14 times. Only beat the Raiders 3 times. And I wonder if that was in his subconscious. And so, I mean, he threw a couple of good passes, but he overthrew a lot of receivers. And then that ridiculous, stupid, throwing it up in the air business. That was a terrible play that, you know, you can argue kind of changed the course of the game in the first possession by the Saints. But I'd love to see Rattler be the starting quarterback. But I have a feeling it's going to be Jake Haener. And why? So if you have seen Jake Haener more than I have, why do you think Jake Haener should be the starting quarterback? Because apparently Carr's going to be out for 2 games, maybe 3. Because the Saints play the Bucs this week, and then they come back and play on Thursday Night Football. So I don't know anything about an oblique injury. No, that's the muscles on the side of your abdomen. I don't know anything about those injuries. But apparently it's going to take a few games for Derek Carr to heal, and maybe more than just 2 games. And what if they put Haener in and Haener doesn't do well? Do they put Rattler in? You know, I guess I don't understand why many NFL teams, and the Saints have been among them, why a lot of NFL teams are so reluctant to change quarterbacks. And I really don't buy this idea that, oh, it's their ego. You don't want to bruise their ego. These guys are paid millions of dollars. The hell with their ego. You suck it up and deal with it. Whatever happens, you deal with it. You and I have to deal with stuff in our jobs. We have to deal with things in our life. So your feelings get hurt a little bit. Well, maybe you work a little harder to be better. I mean, that's the whole concept in America. The best person is in the best position. That's not always the way it is. But isn't that the way it should be? The best person gets the job. The best person maintains their position in that job. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, when is Taysom Hill coming back? Because he should be the starting quarterback, and he should learn how to throw passes to himself.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
He could just about do everything else. So I'm assuming that he could figure out how to do that as well.
Has any quarterback ever done that? I don't mean like actually they can't, you know, lob the ball down the field and then run to catch it, but
some kind of a
something like approximating that where they kind of toss the ball up to themselves and then catch it and then run a little ways, get the first down.
Or maybe if it's on the records, maybe it would be something like he threw a pass, it was tipped, and then he ran underneath and caught it.
Yeah, that seems not impossible. Rare, obviously, but not impossible. A bunch of people are chiming in on whether or not it should be Spencer or Rattler. Got definitely Rattler. Rattle the Rattler. Rattler is not ready. Oh, where did this one go? Hang on a sec. This one says Rattler is a rookie, and Haener is a sophomore who has 2 training camps and preseasons under his belt. If I were Dennis Allen, I'd copy Tom Landry 1 year when he had Craig Morton and Roger Staubach. Both would play in the same game.
I don't know why that doesn't happen more often.
Me too.
I mean, if you've got a quarterback, and I've seen this with the Saints, I saw it with Drew Brees. Drew Brees would have a terrible first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, Brees was bombing. And Brees was human, so there were times that he just didn't do well. I mean, why not put in some fresh meat? you know, what do you have to lose? The game, which is what they end up losing anyway. So if the goal is to win the game, I mean, this, please tell me that it really isn't about ego. Please tell me that nobody's concerned about bruising the ego of a multimillionaire athlete and that really the best player gets the job.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, quarterbacks catching their own tipped passes has happened quite a few times, maybe a dozen times a year.
Interesting.
Well, not ours. Here's a text. Yeah, this is whack, dude. Somebody texted in and said, wait, we have back-to-back short weeks? What kind of boop is that?
Yeah, that's, so I guess that's true.
Monday and then Sunday and then Thursday? That seems like, nah, that shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't make teams do that. Why are they making us do that?
Well, because it's the Saints.
Great. Nice. Nice, NFL. Thanks for that, Roger. Soothsayer Sam is listening today. He says, the Saints will be playing $2 million less Sunday to fill the quarterback position than they paid last Sunday. I'll be interested to see if there's a $2 million difference in the game performance of those quarterbacks, whoever they may be. It's not personal, Mick. It's strictly business.
No, it's not personal. It's all about the business of winning the game, and it's not about deals that were made. It's not about, you know, the fans don't want to have that impression, and I don't know if there's been anything that has really, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you get the impression that there's some kind of arrangement that as long as Dennis Allen is the head coach, that no matter what, Derek Carr is the starting quarterback? And I think that even starting quarterbacks should earn their position. It shouldn't be given to them. Because this is all about performance. It's a game. It's about performance. It's a sport. And I could be totally wrong, but I get the feeling that Spencer Rattler would be a better fit in the Dome this weekend against the Bucks. Because listen, Baker Mayfield is killing it. And man, here's a guy who was just bombing in the NFL, bounced from team to team to team. And man, finally, this guy's on fire. And he's doing really well. He's not a very tall guy, but he's making it happen. And he's making it happen now for the Tampa Bay Bucks, which is not good for the Saints. And they're gonna come here, and they're going to come here to kick our ass. And especially with a depleted offensive line, who gives you the best chance to win, Haener or Rattler?
Got some great texts in here, some really thoughtful stuff. Here's one. People are still texting in about quarterbacks catching their own passes. This one says, Fran Tarkenton caught a pass that was tipped, and then he proceeded to pass it, which is illegal. It was either in a playoff game or a Super Bowl in the 70s. Other people are saying, yeah, that happens. Maybe Drew Brees did that once or twice. Quite a few stats where QBs completed passes to themselves. Steve Young did it. You know, people are saying about Rattler not being ready to go because he's a rookie. Here's a text message that says Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
Yeah,
enough
point.
Said. Josh Allen started as a rookie. The only way to get game experience is to play in them.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a great example. I mean, you don't have to say anymore.
Dude, so awesome. I love that dude.
Yeah, it is so much fun to watch him. And, you know, I love when teams that have really just been down and out in the NFL suddenly have a chance. And you know, the Washington Commanders, Washington's got a chance. And, man, their ticket holders are long overdue for a team that can actually get to the playoffs.
People are just hammering us with examples of quarterbacks catching their own passes. Somebody said Joe Burrow did it for an LSU game. And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Broncos at Saints, 1988. Bobby J caught his own tipped pass and gained 3 yards on the play. Bobby was 20 of 23 that day, and the Saints won 42-0.
Really interesting. I mean, it's amazing how our audience, you know, knows this stuff. Like, just right. I mean, they're not looking this up. I mean, many of them just know this information. So, yeah, we got a lot of big Saints fans, a lot of sports fans listening to the show. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So, Dr. Bobby listens every day in Las Vegas. Dr. Bobby is a doctor. He's a very special doctor, and he is in Las Vegas, and he has this show on in his waiting room. So, not only in the waiting room, but also in the rooms where they're, you know, examining people and they're doing stuff. So a very special good afternoon to everybody in Dr. Bobby's office in Las Vegas. We appreciate you, and we hope that we entertain you while you're waiting to see Dr. Bobby. And we hope that we're entertaining while you're, you know, sitting in the room, and you might have just a cloth robe on or something. And it's kind of intimidating. Anyway, this is a special song that I thought we would dedicate to Dr. Bobby and all of his patients. Tighten Up by Archie Bell. Tighten Up, yeah. That's what Dr. Bobby does. I don't want to go into any details, but that's his job. Tighten It Up. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WFUL. And the lies continue. So many lies. And what is amazing to me, and I've talked about this so much, is that people believe this stuff. I mean, if somebody told me, and this has happened to me before, somebody has told me something on the show, and I say, that's just not even true. That just doesn't even sound believable. And when I do a little investigating, it's simply not true. It's not true at all. But yet people believe stuff. You know, I think we could have fun talking about what is the biggest lie? What is the biggest lie in this campaign right now? And I don't know, Kamala Harris is lying too. What's the biggest lie that stands out in your mind? Is it the Haitians eating the pets in Ohio? Is it the government is directing hurricanes? You know, and think about the absurdity of this. The government is directing hurricanes. And so they direct a hurricane to hit North Carolina because they want to buy up the land, because the government wants to control and mine lithium, which is used in electronic devices and electric cars. So the government wants to control and mine lithium, so they direct a hurricane to hit North Carolina. Now, if you were going to direct a hurricane to hit North Carolina, you would not go up from the Gulf of Mexico, because the hurricane would have to go through Florida and all of Georgia and then hit the tip of the southwestern tip of North Carolina. That's not the best way to get to North Carolina. The best way to get to North Carolina would be to direct a hurricane right from the Atlantic. So the chances of actually doing some significant damage in North Carolina by going up through the Gulf of Mexico is absurd. So that in itself just defies common sense. And yet people, believe that stuff. All right, we can talk about some of the biggest lies, because I mean there have been some big ones. And there's lying in every campaign. I know that. We get that. Both sides lie. They all tell lies. But some of the lies are much bigger than others. And I'm just amazed that some people believe them. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Gentilly. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe. Is Joe on the line? Hello, Joe.
I don't know what he's doing. I'll put him on hold.
I don't have time to deal with Joe. All right. So President Biden is speaking out about the avalanche of lies and misinformation that's coming from Donald Trump and his allies.
For the last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies that are disturbing people. It's undermining confidence in the incredible rescue and recovery work that has already been taken and will continue to be taken. And it's harmful to those who need help the most. There's simply no place for this to happen.
Okay. True. But why are people so willing to believe it? That's what's amazing. That's what's amazing to me. And it is disruptive, but a lot of responsibility falls on us, because we don't have to believe the lies. You don't have to believe the lies. All right, let's go to Bob in Tarrytown. Bob, you're on WWL.
Yeah, well, the biggest lie, I think, is that Donald Trump believes in the Constitution and he's the president for all of the people.
So you believe that Donald Trump doesn't believe in the Constitution?
Right.
Yeah.
It's obvious. And then also, it's obvious that he's not the president for all of the people.
No, that's certainly true. I mean, he was president for a specific group of people, and he is continuing to campaign that he is president for a specific group of people. Let's go to Joe. We got to go to a break. All right, we go to a break here. Joe is back from Gentilly. We'll get to Joe here in just a moment. But I think this is going to be fun to talk about this afternoon because these lies are so prominent. What do you think is one of the biggest lies of this campaign, the campaign of 2024? Is it the eating of the pets? That was a lie. You know what else is coming back? That there are states where babies can be killed after they are born. That's coming back now as a lie. It's been disregarded because there's no facts to back it up. So it's a lie, but it's kind of coming back. You know what else has been coming back? After he admitted himself that he lost the election by a whisker, Donald Trump and others are bringing back the idea that he really won the election in 2020. Another one of the big lies of 2024. What's another big lie? Or which one of these lies do you think is the biggest and most dangerous lie? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Today is a very, very sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar because John Lennon should be celebrating his 84th birthday today. John Lennon would have been 84 years old today. He was shot and killed in New York City, December the 8th, 1980. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. All right, we've got a lot of calls to get to. We've got some texts to get to as well. What is the biggest lie of this 2024 campaign? Somebody already said that Donald Trump does not respect or believe in the Constitution. What do you think is the biggest lie of the 2024 campaign? Haitian immigrants stealing and eating people's pets, the government directing Hurricane Helene to hit North Carolina to control and mine lithium, that Trump won the 2020 election, that in some states babies can be executed after they're born. These are the lies that are going around. What do you think is one of the biggest lies of the 2024 campaign? And in talking about this, we get a chance to expose these lies. Vote for who you want to vote for. But at least let's call out the lies. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.